Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift live from Publix in Smyrna. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass back at the station. Look, it's a Falcons Friday, so we are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, I've got a side question first before we get into the Falcons. Does Bo play with race cars when he's in the press box with you guys during a live broadcast?
I would venture to say that on this medium and on this family station, Jeff, I can't tell you what Bo plays with during the games. Okay?
So. Wow. What a stray.
I mean,
what a stray.
We'll get into the details.
Excellent question,
in a little bit, though. But Bo, literally, yeah. You know how your mom always told you, like, don't open that until we get home?
Yeah.
Like, Bo is opening up all the toys that a very kind listener has brought us. We'll tell you about it later. But, yeah, the professionalism is out the window
today.
Yeah,
it's a different day. Anyways.
Not sure how to begin with.
Arch, I wanted to dive in. Obviously, the matchup coming up this weekend, and I'll probably finish with a question before we get out of here about Iowa State, but that's neither here nor there right now. The Seahawks coming in, I am such a big fan of what they're doing offensively, and I got held to task earlier this week. I've been talking about it all week, that somebody told me the Falcons O-line was playing atrociously. I can't tell you how upset that makes me, because I don't think they've played a great brand of football, but I really think Elijah Wilkinson in a lot of ways has stepped in and been okay. So I just want to start there. Talk about what this offense has looked like here recently, what you've seen on tape throughout the week, and how you think they'll try to exploit the Seahawks defense this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Mike, that you can go there on the offensive line. Not you, but I mean whoever was suggesting that this is an offensive line hasn't played well. You're talking about a team that's ninth in the league in rushing, and you're talking about a team that's only given up 19 sacks on the year, which is sixth best in the National Football League. That's generally how you gauge how good an offensive line is playing. They're protecting their passer and providing paths for the guys to run the football through. I think for the large part, they've been doing that. And certainly in the red zone over the last two or three weeks, when you've been able to get down there, you've been able to punch it in. So that's offensive line play as well. So that's just my take on our offensive line. I think that, sure, all offensive lines break down from time to time. There's some problems here or there. But this offensive line has been more than serviceable in giving you opportunities to win football games. This is a Seattle team, and that's really where the game is for me, Mike, is can you block them? They've been very good about getting off blocks and defeating blocks to defend the run game. And they kind of defend the run game on their way to the passer. They're fourth in the league in sacks, just behind us with 40 sacks. And so, and a lot of it has to do with the four guys up front: Lawrence, Murphy, Williams, and Nwosu. Those guys are flat getting after the passer. You can't turn the football over against Seattle. That's what they fed off of last week against Minnesota. I mean, they didn't do much on offense last week against Minnesota. In fact, I think they had about 220 yards of offense in Seattle, but five turnovers created a major problem for the Seahawks. If you go back to the game we played against this team, now there's some new personnel, obviously a new coach, but you go back to this game last year that Atlanta lost against Seattle, three turnovers did you in the fourth quarter. This was a game that was 24-14 going to the fourth quarter. Atlanta had the ball. and you turn the ball over on a fumble that's returned for a touchdown and two more interceptions. So you can't turn the football over. If you don't, then there's a good chance that Seattle's going to turn it over to you. They're minus four in the giveaway takeaway.
Yeah, Arch, that's a good point. I do want to get to you with you about some of the SEC championship stuff, but to finish up with the Falcons, Seattle, offensively, Sam Darnold he's thrown 10 interceptions, as you kind of mentioned there. They're not great up front. We're actually better up front than them, and Mike and I were looking at some stuff, and Mike was pointing out some of their guard play. Is it as simple as to find a way to take away Jackson Smith and Jigba and then make someone else beat you? Or do you do the opposite and say, we're going to take everything else away and let him just make him?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And beat you.
Well, they can beat you in a lot of ways. Cooper Kupp's still very capable of making plays in their pass game. Rashid Shaheed, the guy they traded for from New Orleans, we know a little bit about him. He's explosive. So they've got guys that can make some plays that are around the wide receiver core. But I think it always begins with being able to stop the run. I think that Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet share the ball extremely well. Those two guys have rushed for about 1,200 yards combined. I think that's where it starts. That takes the comfort zone away from Sam Darnold. Make Sam Darnold throw the football. I think he'll throw it to you. But I don't think you're going to be able to take away Jackson Smith and Jigba because of the way they move. You know, Mike was talking about some of the cool stuff they do offensively. A lot of it has to do with moving him around. They do a lot of stuff like similar to what we do with Drake in that he's a little bit smaller receiver, but they've got him in the slot. They've got him outside the numbers. They got him moving him across the formation. So it's very difficult to say, hey, we're going to take Jackson Smith and Jigba away. I don't think that happens. They are younger up front. I think you can get after them a little bit up front. I don't think they're great in that capacity. But, you know, when you look at sacks given up and being able to run the football, they very much fall in the same category we do. They're 15 sacks given up, second best in the National Football League. Now, the quarterback has something to do with that. But, you know, they've played pretty solidly, playing with a lot of confidence.
Arch, I want to transition to the SEC Championship game, which, if I'm not mistaken, you'll be a part of doing radio. You've done for quite a long time. Ty Simpson and Gunnar Stockton, you know, you can talk about the Big Ten quarterback matchup and Sain and Mendoza and two guys that could be at the Heisman Trophy, but I think Gunnar Stockton and Ty Simpson both have a case to be in New York for the Heisman as well. It's amazing just how well both these guys are playing.
Yeah, it's a major reason why the two teams are where they are. And I think it's a cool story, too, in that these are two guys that have waited for their opportunity. They're both redshirt juniors. They both waited for other guys to clear the way, whether it was Beck leaving or Ty Simpson had to wait, you know, for players to get out of his way for him to be able to step in there. But I love the fact that's part of the story. We got so many people that shuttle around, hey, I don't like it here because I'm not getting to play right away, I'm going to leave. Now, these are two unbelievably big-time programs, so I don't know that a player necessarily wants to leave Alabama or Georgia. But just, two guys that probably could have played someplace else, maybe started earlier in their career, decided to stick it out. I think that's the cool part of the story. But there's no question that neither one of these teams – based on and these two guys are tough guys, too. That's the thing I like about it. You know, Ty will pull it down and take off. Obviously, we've seen Gunner do it for Georgia. So they're two guys that lead not only the cerebral part and patting people on the back, but they lead from a physical standpoint as well.
Yeah, Arch, I think one of the big storylines in this game this weekend will be what is Georgia and Glenn Schumann's approach to getting pressure, specifically up the middle in Ty Simpson's face. I don't know that he's dealt with it very well in his last couple SEC games, specifically against Oklahoma, but Auburn was able to do a lot of the same things against him last week. And Bo and I talked about it earlier in the week, that fadeaway throw Ty Simpson makes last week in the corner of the end zone was just – it was special. I'm curious what you think about Ty Simpson and his ability to make throws like that in the face of getting pressure and what that says about his future possibly in the NFL.
Yeah, it was an incredible throw, Mike. It's funny that you mentioned that throw because Bo and I are sitting next to one another watching that play, and I said, oh, my. He goes, what a great catch. And I go, are you kidding me? That was a dime, an unbelievable throw by Simpson. He goes, yeah, but it was a good catch, too. And I go, he dropped it right on the guy. Are you kidding me?
He toe-tapped.
Arch, you sound like when I watch – you sound like when I watch football with people and the quarterback's a statue and he gets sacked and they're going, oh, the offensive line's terrible. I'm like, okay, well, it's not exactly, the guy in the backfield's not exactly Heismaning guys and rushing for 100 yards every game either. That's not exactly fair. But, yeah, I hear you on that. That's funny.
This is a Simpson's earned his right to some of the accolades that are coming his way, and we'll still find out what happened with some of the quarterback awards. I think that Ty will be right there at the top. So will Gunner as well. But I thought that was part of what happened in that game against Georgia and Alabama earlier in the year. I thought Simpson did a really good job of buying time, finding guys. That's what they were able to do to extend drives. And what were they, 13 and 19 on third down? So Georgia trying to get them off the field. I think Georgia's better defensively. I think anybody would have to admit Georgia's much better and much more, executing, I guess is a better way to say it, defensively than they were in that game, back in week 5 or what it was that Alabama played them. So I think whenever you get to this part of the season, there's some differences. There are different guys stepping up. I mean, will we see the reemergence of Ryan Williams on the outside? Isaiah Horton's been spectacular. Jeremy Bernard's been outstanding. But where's Ryan Williams be? He had a monster game in this game a year ago. I called this game in Alabama last year when Georgia played Alabama, and Ryan Williams went off in that game. So it'll be interesting to see who surfaces as that guy, that special guy that makes a play in this game to help carry one of their teams to a victory.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you real quick, what is Alabama defensively got to do to stop Gunnar Stockton? Because we saw it in the first half of that game in week whatever, week 5 or whatever, but they did get their footing in the second half and made a little bit of a charge.
Yeah, I think it's Stockton obviously will be part of the focal point. I think they're going to want to stop the run game. They're going to want to, you know, Bowens went off in this game last time. His only 100-yard game of his career so far as the redshirt freshman. But it'll be interesting to see how they decide to defend the run game with the running backs. And then Stockton, obviously, an extension of that. I mean, Gunner's going to have to be better than he was last week. And I don't know what that was last week, really, what Georgia rolled out there against Georgia Tech. No offense to Georgia Tech, but that's not a defense that's really been a stalwart defense this year. And I thought Gunner looked a little bit lost last weekend for the first time. It'll be interesting to see if he can get back to playing the kind of football he's been playing prior to going into playing Georgia Tech.
Arch, real quick before we let you go, we were talking about it earlier. I know you've been paying a lot of attention to it. Matt Campbell drawing some interest, evidently, from Penn State. Do you think it's even possible that he would consider making that move, and how big of a hole would that leave for Iowa State?
Well, it'd be a major hole, Mike. He's been phenomenal. He's been there 10 years. He's a guy that got his opportunity. I think one of the parts for Matt Campbell is that he's been really loyal to Jamie Pollard in Iowa State because they gave him his opportunity. Coached at Toledo. Prior to that, he coached at Mount Union. He was a player at Mount Union. They won national championships at that level. He's a grassroots guy, roll your sleeves up, go to work kind of guy, and that's kind of what Iowa State's program is. Penn State's program is much more high profile. A lot more four and five star kids are going to come in there. Is that something you'd be attracted to? He's worked his ass off at Iowa State. Three-time Big 12 Big 12 Coach of the Year. He's taken the team to the championship game twice. He's the only thing left to win a championship at Iowa State. He's got a family that's now growing up. I think that his daughters are in college. He's got a son that's 11. He was coaching his little girl's softball team. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. But Matt, maybe, you know, this may be the time where he wants to take a shot at one of the big-time programs.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time, especially since you're pulling double duty this weekend. Enjoy the games.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. That's Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
We'll get him on again Monday to talk about the Falcons-Seahawks matchup. And after you hear the call with Dave and Wes on Sunday, make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Coming up, we've got one last look at the Falcons-Seahawks matchup, and we've got a life of squid.
Yeah, how far would you drive to get a vehicle? Mm. I'll let you know.
That's
I might
good question.
I'll let you know about me next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.